Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Pablo is our family cat, and he prides himself on being the top cat in the neighborhood. He's young, big, fast, and an alpha male. But just as Superman has his kryptonite, Pablo has his weakness, and we discovered what it was last Guy Fawkes evening. As the fireworks began to thunder in the sky, Pablo hid himself behind the sofa in the darkest corner of the house. Eventually, we coaxed him out, and he sat with my wife on the sofa. Pablo is not normally a cuddly cat, but that night, he snuggled up as close as he could to my wife Wendy, as she put her arms around him, stroked his fur, and tried to comfort him. As New Year's is upon us, I suspect a similar scenario will again occur. A scaredy cat will be comforted and held close by the one he loves and trusts. This picture reminded me of the words of Scripture, which encourage God's people who feel under attack to take shelter and refuge in Him. Psalm 91 begins, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." The author of this psalm is under attack. Later in the psalm, we hear of the arrow that flies by day and the terror of the night. He's in retreat from the enemy as thousands fall by his side. He needs to find a fortified city, a fortress, and a refuge for security and safety. These military expressions and illustrations may also be applied to spiritual battles that we face. This world, our flesh, and Satan constantly place us under a barrage of temptations. In fact, Satan used this exact psalm to tempt Jesus to throw himself off the pinnacle of the temple so that the angels might bear him up lest his foot should strike a stone. But Jesus, tempted in every way that you and I have been tempted, refused to play Satan's game. Jesus would not put God to the test. Make no mistake, these assaults and temptations will come your way during this upcoming year. They may be as beautiful and spectacular as fireworks. They may promise a great bang of excitement. They may bring oohs and ahs of amazement. They may reach heights that you didn't think you could reach. But they will fizzle out very quickly. And once they have disappeared, you will again be left in the darkness with nothing more than a pile of ashes and smoke. Don't be like those stubborn people of Jerusalem to whom Jesus spoke. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken. Luke chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Jesus is calling you to take refuge and find eternal security under the shadow of His nail-scarred hands. His death and resurrection have defeated our enemies and given us the victory through faith in that same Jesus Christ. So even if you think you're the top cat, life will always throw terrifying and fearful things in your direction. But you don't have to fight the battles alone. Instead, seek security and shelter from those attacks in God, your fortress. For under His wings, you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shelter and a buckler. Let us pray. O God, our refuge and our strength, who orders all things in heaven and on earth, look down with your mercy upon us, and remember not our iniquities, nor the iniquity of our forefathers. Neither take your vengeance upon our sins, but pour out on us and all the people of this land your spirit of grace and supplication, and join us together in purity, loyalty, and brotherly love, so that we may bless and glorify you, our defender and our deliverer, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.